WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, and Ground Shuttle now offers daily service to the Austin airport. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced a plea agreement in the murder of a Texas A&M student that took place in her College Station apartment in September of last year. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says the family of the victim was in agreement with the 50-year sentence.
The victim in the case, her mother, got a chance to speak and do a victim impact statement today, and it was very powerful as she talked about why this has essentially crushed her family, and it was her firstborn daughter, it was a firstborn child, and it was her daughter, and how she was the light of her life.
Parsons says Victor Garcia Loyo admitted to shooting the victim, senior Mary Carmen Octaviano, multiple times in the head after she told him she wanted to see other people. The DA also says Loyo will be handed over to immigration officials after serving the murder sentence. A College Station man is in jail for the fourth time in the last 12 months. 26-year-old Johnny Roman was arrested by College Station police on charges of breaking into six vehicles and taking more than $20,000 in property. According to the arrest reports, the burglaries were all at different locations and forced entry was made into two of the six vehicles. Five of the six burglaries took place the night of October 23rd, which is when Roman's vehicle was stopped by a DPS trooper. $7,500 of property was recovered during the traffic stop. Roman, who was booked in the Brazos County Jail on Tuesday, is held on bonds from the new charges totaling $70,000. His previous arrests, according to online records, includes weapons charges and drug possession. The U.S. House has approved a bipartisan measure requiring lawmakers and staff to take annual anti-harassment training.
At this point, based on what we know now, some 2 to 3 weeks later, I don't think it's enough, but it's a start.
Congressman Bill Flores on our show says it's time to open the books from the fund that has paid harassment settlements on Capitol Hill.
And disclose the amounts of money, and then also the member of Congress who was responsible for that money being spent.
The U.S. Senate previously approved a similar measure applying to its members and aides. Co-workers of a veteran College Station school district administrator have started an online fundraiser. An assistant principal at College View High School, Ronnie Helm, is third in line to get a kidney transplant.
I'm blessed to have all the support that I'm getting, and yes, I'm very surprised.
College View instructor Lori Rath is in charge of the fundraiser at youcaring.com.
It's been really cool seeing all the support coming from, you know, blast from the past, as he calls it, some names that came through that, you know, he hadn't talked to in a long time.
A link to the fundraiser can be found at WTAW.com. A big check in size and amount will boost Bryan Broadcasting's Christmas Angels campaign. The general manager of Barker's Heating and Cooling, Philip Burleson, presented a $5,000 check on our show.
That is just one of the big things that we like to give to so that, you know, families can have that, kids can have that, those memories.
You can adopt angels at any of the three Blue Baker locations in College Station. Monetary donations are also accepted online at mychristmasangels.com, where all the money goes towards gifts for children and special needs adults. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 47 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now offers daily service to and from the Austin airport too. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, now with service to Houston and Austin airports. Let us do the driving.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. One that never gets old is one of husbands and wives and significant others reconnecting because of a backyard spa. Now, that may sound funny at first, but if you stop and think about it, imagine an evening of plopping down to the TV or smartphone, possibly in separate rooms, watching separate content. It's become a very individual thing and one that most of us recognize. I had a couple recently tell me that building a spa changed their lives. Literally, they now spend time time together each evening. They've reconnected on a level that they hadn't seen in years. Now, how fun is that? And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems. But you choose what you want up to a $4,000 value only in November and December. Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:09. You're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealers. And Brian in Navasota, let's do some weather. Your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your local nationwide agent, is part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
High pressure leads the sunshine today, and even though we're cool this morning, temperatures will recover nicely to about, 70 to 75 later this afternoon. We're going to be clear to partly cloudy overnight with lows near 50. Tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll warm back up to about 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, high pressure overhead. Skies are clear, 50 to 55. Weekend off to a nice start. Saturday, sunshine, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Aggie men's basketball is finally back home. Big man Tyler Davis is excited.
It feels great. We've been traveling so much that even when we had our last home game against Pepperdine, I was like, man, this doesn't even feel like home game. Like, we've been on the move so much, this feels like another game.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Tyler coming up, as well as break down the 9th-ranked guys matchup against UT Rio Grande Valley tonight. The 18th-ranked women got another big win yesterday against old Southwest Conference foe Rice. And, of course, we're talking Aggie head coaching search for the football team. All that more coming up in sports.
Do they get miles for that? They're traveling.
Oh, yeah. Traveling all over the place.
Be nice.
I wonder how that does work, especially when they do fly commercial and not charter. And, I mean, someone's paying for those tickets, so
right.
Where do those miles go?
And, I think the only time that they flew commercial was when they went to Germany.
Oh, okay, so they've been chartering.
Yeah, their sports information director, Adam Quisenberry, posted a little thing on Facebook or Twitter One yesterday, I think showing just exactly where they had traveled to and from.
Gotcha.
And, I mean, you know, they'd gone to Germany, and then they went up to New York, and then they went out to L.A. They'll be going to Phoenix next week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And before you call, we understand they can't have the miles. That would be an
NCAA
violation.
Yeah. No, we know that Tyler Davis isn't racking up points right now.
Exactly. Would be nice, though.
It would. Hey, today, in case you missed it, is Stay Home Because You're Well Day.
What about Stay Home Because You're Not Well Day?
When do
I get to do that?
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
And that's, but we have some sort of stuff that's been running rampant through the radio station for the last week. And again, it's our problem. It's not yours.
And the coworkers who don't want to get it might have appreciated.
Hey, I went home yesterday after the show and stayed there.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. You didn't have to go out for anything?
I mean, I left the house to get food and medicine at one point.
No, that's there too you much. Are. You've been out in the public.
Oh, my gosh.
712, hey, you can join us on the little radio program.
Yes, you can.
You can text us. You can call us. 979-695-1620 to text us. And then you can just call us without the area code if you're nearby. I'm in a quandary every day. I walk in and we've got like 40 of these mouse pad calendar things.
Oh,
so many mouse pad calendars.
And there's so many of them that their value is somewhat depleted, other than the fact that it has our radio station on it.
That's really all you need, right?
It is. I forgot yesterday. I had the mayor of Bryan in and forgot to give him some to take to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla's in this morning, so I'll give her some, and she can pass them out and distribute some of them to the city. But for our listeners, we need to come up with something, and I quite honestly am bumfuzzled right now as to what we can come up with, but we will.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, that's it. Talking, by the way, it's kind of a chit-chat Thursday.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking to both our state representatives today in the 8 o'clock hour, so just letting you know about that. That'll be something a little bit different. In the meantime, Dow Jones closed at another record yesterday, up another 167 points to finish at 23,441.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I, you know, yesterday I mentioned to the mayor if he would do like a quick explanation of Bitcoin, and he looked at me like I was
like,
on another planet. Huh? Not going to do that. Bitcoin hit a record high for the 6th day in a row yesterday, moving past $11,000.
Yeah, I saw that.
NASDAQ now says that they'd like to introduce Bitcoin futures next year, becoming the third U.S. exchange to dive into this market of cryptocurrencies, if you will. Again, I think it happens a lot in big cities or in high-density population areas. It's just, you know, if it's managed to trickle down to this area where that's used a lot, then that would surprise me a little bit. But it's a thing.
I mean, just in a nutshell, again, I didn't really know that much about it. It's a cryptocurrency, like you mentioned. So a cryptocurrency would be a digital asset designed to work as a medium of exchange using cryptography to secure the transaction. So it's basically like an online medium of currency. So it's a digital currency, and it works with a central repository or single administrator.
Now, the thing that's difficult is, of course, let me grab a call. Maybe this is about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Are you calling us about Bitcoin this morning?
Some calendars will make a nice Christmas stocking stuffer.
Bitcoin.
You put a Bitcoin in the
How do you do that?
I don't think you can.
Yeah, put a piece of paper in there and say this. Is
you've got a Bitcoin.
You got to have somebody who is willing to accept the value of what this is. Okay?
Right.
You know, we carry around little pieces of paper quite often that have pictures of presidents and stuff on them, and I say I'm going to give you this many of these things, and you'll give me that product back for it. So we both accept what the value of that paper is that we exchange.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or we can do that electronically. But it still can be taken and put into paper. Bitcoin can't be done like that, I suppose, as I understand it. Here's a company that will accept your 715 Bitcoin nerds or whatever they're called, and so you get their product or service because of that, and then they've got your 715 units, and then they can go spend that someplace else.
Just listen to Glenn Beck and buy gold.
Do that, put it in a sock and put it under your pillow, and everything will be fine.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, SodaStream. If I say SodaStream.
Yeah.
You done one of those?
I've not done
one.
All right. And now I've got Jillian Michaels, who's advertising for them. And when I first saw her on the commercial, I was like, wait, what? SodaStream? But she kind of uses it as like a make water sparkling.
All right.
It can still be healthy.
One of our kids gave us one of these about 3 years ago.
Okay. You said you liked it, right?
It was okay. It ends up, of course, they give you a pack and it's got their selections in there.
Right.
And then you got to go back and, I don't know, fill up the gas jar or whatever. I gave it back to him.
The gas jar.
I gave it back. Well, because that's what it
does.
You
re-gifted the gift?
I did. But I gave it right back to him. No.
So Indian giver.
I just said, thanks a lot. I don't think so. So this story says those popular SodaStream contraptions. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's being sold on Home Shopping Network.
I was going to say, I don't know how popular they are.
But, okay, they're trying to tell us that they are, and now they're going to try to do something a little bit different.
Okay.
The New York Post reports users can now turn water into wine.
Oh!
Whoa, yeah, let's do it.
Exactly. So there you get your inner Jesus, if you will.
I was going to say they should call it like the Jesus SodaStream exactly. Version Jesus.
So anyhow, they have a new feature called Sparkling Gold. The Riesling concentrate can make up to 12 glasses of wine.
Oh.
And contains 10% alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got Chelsea's attention.
Yeah.
And has received some rave reviews. An independent taste test showed that 76% of the vino folks enjoyed the product as much or more than some swanky French champagnes out there.
Man.
Unfortunately, only available in Germany for the time. I know. I'm sorry.
Usually you tell me about this weird KFC product only available in Japan, and I don't care.
There you
go. Now you get my hopes up.
No, that's right. She cares.
Well, so we'll see if that works. But again, either you guys know anybody who has a SodaStream?
No, I don't. So, like I said, I thought it was weird that I even saw a commercial, like a newer commercial for one.
Yeah, saw it last night.
Well, yeah, with the one with Jillian Michaels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She changed her hair.
Okay. She did.
All right, well, maybe now. We'll see if that catches on. Now, in the meantime, is it James Corden who's doing commercials for Keurig?
Yes.
Oh, really?
It is. Yeah.
Right? And that's, I guess they've sold. Again, I guess the Keurig things get to be like televisions. After you got two, what do you need another one for?
Well, but they do eventually crap out.
They do. Yes,
so
kind of
like, I guess, like televisions. Yeah. But no, you're right. And then they try to like add some new features to them and stuff.
What?
But,
it heats water and puts it through a pod. What do you want?
Yeah. Well,
what
you
else
know,
is it supposed
do you
want to
make
do?
Iced coffee? Do you want to make espresso?
Deliver me.
We had.
I just need more than one cup at a time. So that's why I don't have one.
Okay. I got you.
We had a Keurig gate at our house the other day.
What does that mean?
So the roommates drink coffee. I don't drink coffee. Okay. And apparently one of the roomies said that something was missing. I don't know what all is involved with them, something was missing. And he asked if I did it. And I was like, no, I don't drink coffee. And he was like, oh, that's right. And the other roommate didn't do it because he was out of town. So we think it was the neighbors.
Okay, but they broke into your house and messed
no,
with your Keurig?
No, they were invited in the house, but I think they might have. I don't know.
Did they steal
the neighbors
some K-cups?
Yeah, I think yeah, yes, that's what it was.
We've got one little TV screen on it, but it just plays the same thing over and over.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly how that can be. I just, again, and I've got one. I got a second generation one, and that's fine. Uh-huh. And it's just, you can do different sizes, like 4 ounces.
Yeah,
or so.
It's different strength of brew.
Well, see, yeah, that's the new one. It's got a strong button on it.
Yeah,
I mean,
my
really?
Mom has one of those.
Does it make a difference?
I just always press the strong. Okay. So.
Yeah, exactly. You default to the strongest thing you can get.
I guess it's just maybe less water, more concentrated.
We'll see. I guess
don't know.
So. Next...
Or they punch a larger hole in the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, it's got a finite amount of coffee inside
the
little K-cup.
Exactly.
Anyhow.
Exactly.
And what are those things about? I mean, that's the other thing is that gets to be like the ink from the printers.
Yeah.
What if they start putting a little bit less coffee in there, a little bit less coffee.
A little more notice? Sawdust that you can't see. Remember we had that study?
Right,
drinking sawdust
in ground K-cup. Coffee.
Just know that. All right, so we'll see. In the meantime, in the next half hour, the most popular names for babies, because I know you want to name your child what other people are naming them. It is hard to believe, if you will, that M&M's mascots, Red and Yellow, made their debut over 20 years ago. The original commercial featured the duo running into Santa on Christmas Eve, where they promptly pass out, and the candy company is updating us to what happened on that fateful night. We have a 90-second sequel commercial that shows Yellow taking over for the fat man in the red suit, and everyone's gifts end up in the wrong place.
Oh, Yellow.
On the bright side, everything ends up okay when people roam the streets happily exchanging gifts.
Oh.
That's re-gifting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Red remarks that Yellow may have made Christmas even better.
Did you know that J.K. Simmons is the voice of Yellow M&M?
I had no idea.
J.K. Simmons is...
he's the bald-headed guy who does the farmer's commercial.
Right.
And
Oscar.
He's a great actor.
He is.
How funny.
Really is.
Yeah.
He definitely is. So
interesting.
There you go.
Someone did text in, the newer high-end Keurigs, they'll also do carafes. So you can actually buy these like giant large K-cups, and I have seen those, and they'll do whole carafes of coffee.
Are they the size of a grapefruit?
Yeah,
I mean,
basically.
All these words, I don't understand what these are. K-cups, carafes.
Yeah.
A giraffe?
Carafe is like a pitcher.
Yeah, a carafe. That it's like a fancy. It's a fancy word for pitcher.
Yeah. Oh. So like if you get a carafe of mimosa at brunch, it's like a whole like pitcher of mimosas.
I knew you were going there. I thought you'd go wine. Also can be coffee, Zach.
Yeah, you can have a carafe of coffee.
That way you don't have to just get one
pass
cup
the carafe.
Of coffee.
Yeah, just keep it simple for me, guys. You got
to
dumb it down. Pot, coffee cup.
Yeah,
coffee grounds.
Well, K-cup. Yeah, okay.
But look, you have to want to pay too much. How did you not ever drink coffee? Never?
So my dad is a big-time coffee drinker, he drinks cowboy coffee. He drinks it straight black.
Okay.
And whenever I was little, he would let me have some. I'd be like, oh, I want some of your coffee.
Okay.
And, of course, it was cold by that time, and it just completely just turned me off.
Okay.
I've had iced coffee and stuff, but I've never been one of those people that's like, oh, I got to have coffee.
It's just generally, and I think it happens during your college years probably if you go to college, that that's what you need. Or actually, I mean, there are folks who don't go to college. First thing in the morning, they need a blast of caffeine to kind of clear the cobwebs, and so they may do that. But some people kind of get hooked on it and want to just continue to have that that boost on into the morning.
Right.
So that's how it happens.
Never happened to me some reason.
You know,
I don't know.
That's cool. However, if you missed the first half of the show, we want to let you know that Jim Beam has come out with a voice-activated shot dispenser. You can go to their website, and it's apparently $35.
It will sell out. It's called Jim, yeah. And it talks to you.
I would buy it if they had, like, Sam Elliott to do the voice. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Well, but then they'd have to pay Sam, and they don't want to do that.
Well,
so,
you know, he might do it out of the goodness of his heart if they give him unlimited Jim Beam.
We've got the story on this morning in the news, but how in the world did American Airlines
have
this glitch? They've got a software program where I guess the pilots are able to kind of go in and log in, and I'm sure it's seniority-based.
Right.
And then they get the time off that they want.
Yeah. Right. So they're scheduled.
And now, apparently, there was there were boundaries that were crossed by the program that didn't allow people to take off the time. In other words, there was no time for those pilots to take off. And so they've got a pilot shortage. And, you know, now they're the pilots who are going to get overtime.
Right.
Yeah, I'll come back, but you're going to have to pay me, you know,
exactly.
Which means that, you know, you won't be getting that that airline fare sale in spring because they're having to pay for that now. But what are they saying? It's 15,000 flights without enough crew members?
It'll be in the 7:30 news. I don't have the script in front of me. That's bizarre.
How did they put that together? That I presume it's not something new. Presume that they've been using this before, but apparently they messed it up.
Just another reason to, you know, dread flying season.
You'll end up with a pilot who's not happy.
Yeah.
They'll be getting paid overtime, but they won't be happy.
Right, that anyhow. Too.
Well, luckily, I've never really had to fly on the holidays. All my family lives, you know, the road.
Nearby. Right down the road.
Your deal. All right, 7:25, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We've got pretty nice weather, as a matter of fact, certainly for this time of year. We're going to be in the 70s again today. Winds will be out of the north about 5, very much what we had yesterday. Same thing's going to be happening on Friday. Winds will come around out of the east. That's the only difference. Saturday, up to 75. And, in fact, they're telling us on Monday, we may be up to 79 degrees, as a matter of fact. So a little bit unusual for this time of year, but if we look on into the middle of next week, it starts to get cool again, so we'll see. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 3, fair skies, and it's 47.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The woman who refuses to waddle away quietly, Hillary Clinton, has weighed in on President Trump's approach in North Korea. She also has advice for the Chi-Coms. Hillary was the keynote speaker for a Beijing conference put on by Kejing magazine. She addressed the audience via video conference setup. According to Hillary, both Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have it all wrong when it comes to North Korea. She says that they need to soften their attitude toward North Korea's little pot-bellied dictator, Kim Jong-un. They need to try to stop relying on bluster and personal taunts to motivate him to behave better. Hillary warned that if Trump and China do not pursue a policy of soft diplomacy, nuclear war might be the result. Beijing should remember that inaction is a choice, she said. Ironically, she gave her remarks the same day the little dictator fired off an ICBM that landed in Japanese waters. And yet again, Hillary made it clear that she just can't get over the election results. She told her Chi-Com audience, "I was the candidate of reality. It just wasn't as entertaining as the reality TV candidate." Well, here's a dose of reality, Hillary. Your so-called soft diplomacy was tried and tried again with North Korea. It didn't work. It never works. It's why we're where we are. And neither does inaction. You tried that in Benghazi. And we all know how that turned out.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, when it comes to identity theft, you have a choice, folks. You can rely on monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, or you can get LifeLock to see more. LifeLock is able to see things you might not be able to see, like someone getting an online payday loan in your name. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of threats. And if you have a problem, one of LifeLock's specialists will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you'll have identity theft protection that allows you to see more identity threats than you may otherwise miss. Memberships start $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And you can get a 10% discount by using promo code RUSH. Just call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. 10% off. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Bayinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A plea agreement has been reached in a College Station murder that took place last year. Victor Garcia Loyo was sentenced to 50 years in prison after admitting to shooting his former girlfriend in her apartment. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says that followed an argument with Texas A&M senior Mary Carmen Octaviano.
She had wanted a change in the relationship and wanted to see other people, and he got very angry and he shot her multiple times.
Parsons says there was no evidence Loyo had a history of domestic violence.
We talked with friends of the victim and all the police reports, anything that we could find to try to look into the history. This was a one-time event.
Parsons says the victim's family was in agreement with the plea and sentence. The DA also says Loyo will be handed over to immigration officials after serving the murder sentence. College Station Police has made an arrest in the theft of almost $12,000 of jewelry taken in a vehicle burglary last month.
26-year-old Johnny Roman was recognized on surveillance video by police as he shattered two windows to get inside an SUV parked outside a restaurant on October 6th. Roman was also arrested for five more vehicle burglaries, all at different locations, the night of October 23rd. According to arrest reports, a DPS trooper stopped a vehicle driven by Roman, which led to the recovery of $7,500 of property. According to online jail records, this is Roman's fourth time in jail in the last 12 months. The third arrest of a Brian man since February is for unlawful carrying of a weapon. Bryan police responded to the area of South College and South Main Tuesday morning and confirmed the report of a man walking with an assault rifle. According to the arrest report, 26-year-old Robert Gangora Jr. also had a pistol in his jacket. Students arriving at Texas A&M's Abisa Dining Hall yesterday morning may have noticed what was left of two glass doors after they were shattered. According to the arrest report from University Police, an officer who was sent just after 3 a.m. found the man screaming loudly as he was kicking in the front doors. The man stopped after seeing the officer pull out his taser. An A&M student, 22-year-old Hayden Jones of College Station, was arrested for criminal mischief and public intoxication. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A problem with the scheduling software for American Airlines pilots could strand thousands of travelers during the holiday travel season.
A computer glitch means that about 15,000 American Airlines flights in December do not have a pilot scheduled to fly them. Billy Sanez with GoFlyMore.com says this is not the first time airlines have had to deal with problems with their technology.
You've seen American Airlines lose literally the entire system because of a self-service kiosk issue or the airline being grounded like Southwest was when they had a router issue.
American Airlines says it's working to address the issue and it expects to avoid cancellations. A statement says American is offering pilots more money to pick up those flights and that it has reserve pilots to help cover flying in December. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
The U.S. House has followed the Senate in passing a resolution requiring lawmakers and staff to take anti-harassment training on a yearly basis. Congressman Bill Flores says it's also time to reveal how much taxpayer money has been paid to settle harassment claims and to identify the offenders.
Now, I don't think we ought to disclose the name of the claimant or the person who received the money to maintain privacy. But I do think, at a minimum, the taxpayers deserve none of that.
Flores says he did not know about the settlement fund, which has been around about 20 years until 2 weeks ago.
I wouldn't call it a cover-up, but I just think it's an inappropriate use of money without any transparency. So we've got to deal with that.
Flores, during our show, says it's time to change the culture in Washington.
That's going to require elections, I think. I think folks out in the real world are going to have to elect members of Congress that don't get involved in this crap.
The House passed its resolution on a voice vote. A 23-year teacher, coach, and administrator in the College Station School District is third in line to receive a kidney transplant. Co-workers of College View High School Assistant Principal Ronnie Helm have started an online fundraiser at youcaring.com.
Just thankful that I have the kind of co-workers that work with me and help.
College View instructor Lori Rath says the $25,000 goal will take care of expenses not covered by insurance.
He doesn't like to take help a lot of times. And so we've been trying to convince him to let us help him. And so we were actually amazed when he came and said, okay, maybe I will let y'all help me. And so my principal kind of said, hey, Laurie, do it. And so I got it set up.
A link to the fundraiser can be found at WTAW.com. Bryan Broadcasting's annual Christmas Angels campaign has received a $5,000 check. The general manager at Barker's Heating and Cooling, Philip Burleson, made the check presentation during our show.
One of the things that we pride in is our quality, and Christmas is one of those things where family is really, you know, it's a quality time with the family and things that people remember, even as kids and adults.
Cash donations of any amount are welcomed by going to the website mychristmasangels.com. All the money goes towards gifts for children and special needs adults. You can also adopt angels at any of the 3 Blue Baker locations in College Station. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 47 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Norman G. Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebates, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Norman Detract.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Hey, 838, somewhere in the East Coast it's 838, 738 here. Weather's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure leads the sunshine today, and even though we're cool this morning, temperatures will recover nicely to about, 70 to 75 later this afternoon. We're going to be clear to partly cloudy overnight with lows near 50. Tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll warm back up to about 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, high pressure overhead. Skies are clear, 50 to 55. Weekend off to a nice start. Saturday, sunshine, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, everything in the head football coaching search for Texas A&M football looks to be pointing towards FSU's Jimbo Fisher. Now, Fisher had his weekly call-in radio show last night. The fans had a chance to ask him some questions, and they're not real happy in Tallahassee.
Where's the loyalty to the program, Jimbo?
It's here tonight on Wednesday. It's here tonight on Wednesday, Michael.
Mike from Tallahassee was none too happy. So we'll see. We'll hear a little bit more from that question that he asked about Jimbo Fisher's loyalty, but we'll see where it all plays out. Probably have to wait until early next week, but some reports say even earlier than that. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, the other part, they escorted Michael out of the establishment.
Yeah, they knocked the microphone out of his hand and said, get on out of here,
I know,
Michael.
I didn't think he was being,
He wasn't argumentative. He was just saying, where's the loyalty here? You can ask that question. I'm just saying. Golly. All right.
Nice going, Michael.
And he kind of said it with like a smile in his voice.
He did. He sounded like a happy, cheerful rude. Camper. I mean, after all, their season tanked. They thought they were going to be really something.
So yeah.
There you are. So I know y'all were wondering about this. As we get to the end of the year, we always end up with these top lists of whatever. We have our top Instagrams of 2017.
Oh, okay.
Any ideas?
Kim Kardashian's number one.
I don't know.
No, Selena Gomez has the most followers.
A report from The Verge details Instagram's most liked photos of the year. The top spot goes to Beyonce's floral-themed pregnancy announcement.
Of course.
In February, had over 11 million likes in a matter of hours, followed by soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo, who shared a photo of himself with his family announcing the birth of his twins.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
There
singer
she is.
Selena Gomez still reigns as the most followed star with 130 million followers on the platform. And the word love was the most used hashtag. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Isn't that wonderful?
L-O-V-E.
Yeah.
Hashtag L-O-V-E.
That is so wonderful.
Wow.
All right. Well, hate to take the bloom off the rose, but folks, whether you love to add that little sparkle to your skin or douse your favorite craft piece in this stuff, scientists now claiming that glitter is a hazard to the environment.
It's killing us.
There's nothing we can do about it, apparently. Glitter, along with microbeads, which are what those things that they put in all sorts of stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Your skin cleansers and things.
Yeah.
And your shampoos. Yeah. Right. Well, they say they all fall under this category of microplastics, which are defined as plastics which are less than 5 millimeters in length. Microbeads can be found in facial scrubs, they're in toothpaste, they're in soaps, they're in cosmetics, and more.
And I guess they just don't break down?
They do not. You're exactly right.
So they eventually build up.
They pass through the water filtration systems because they're so itty-bitty.
Yep.
And they do not disintegrate, and they often end up being consumed by marine life.
By the fishies.
Oh. That's right. You think you're worried about the things your tilapia eats? Microbeads.
And glitter.
That's right. Causing concern among scientists who are keeping an eye on how pollution affects fish. Researchers think that glitter and microbeads should be banned. And they're becoming more vocal about this.
Wow.
We have people in white lab coats carrying very nicely written signs.
I bet.
Protesting.
Protesting,
this.
Yeah. Well, say Kesha's, no to glitter.
Kesha's gonna be mad.
I know.
Yeah, because she does a lot of that.
So is Kim Kardashian. She just did an entire photo shoot naked in glitter.
Oh, perfect.
I know.
Interesting.
All right. So, are you pushing?
Zach's googling.
No, I'm not.
Are you pushing a Sophia or a Jackson around in your baby stroller?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Congratulations, your kids have the hottest names of 2017. In fact, one of my grandkids is named that.
I actually have a very
Sophia
good...
Sophia or Jackson?
Jackson.
Yeah, I have a very good friend who Jackson just turned one.
That's it. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Your kid has the hottest baby name of 2017. Baby Center released its list of the top 100 baby names for 2017 yesterday. The parenting and pregnancy website compiled 500,000 names of babies born in 2017 and combined those that sound like you know, they have different spellings because you can do like Sophia
probably
a couple of ways and maybe Jackson a couple of ways. Anyway,
yeah.
To create,
I've seen Chelsea spelled several different ways too.
Girls, number one is Sophia. Number two is Olivia. Number three is Emma. Then Ava.
Lots of us.
Isabella.
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 Yeah, still there. Mia. Aria. I guess, is that from Ariel, maybe? I don't know. Riley, Zoe, and Amelia. Look at this. We got one, two,
Zoe.
Three.
Zoe.
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 Did I say Zoe?
Yeah.
Sorry. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine of the top ten end in an A. What is that about?
End in an A.
Olivia, right. Olivia's kind of an old school name, isn't it?
Yeah, and kind of making a comeback.
I got a little trending here in a minute on that. Boys' names then: Jackson, Liam, Noah, Aiden, Lucas, Caden, Grayson, Mason, Elijah, and Logan. So that's
Logan.
Boys.
Huh.
Luckily, I've got one of those last names that pretty much anything can go with it.
Yeah, it can. That's true. Now, Brent reached its popularity in the 70s, coming in at number 82.
Brent. Okay.
Brent, yep. Most popular names in America. Since then, the name has steadily become less and less popular. Belinda was the name in the 50s and 60s.
Belinda. Yeah. Oh, man.
Belinda held her own into the 60s, but since then, it's pretty much been forgotten.
No.
Caitlin with his... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, someone just texted in and made a good point. Arya is also from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I wouldn't have known that.
I was going to say something. I didn't want to get you upset.
That's okay. That'd be all right. That's all right. So, Caitlin with its various spellings with the IT...
Talk about a name you can spell in so many different ways.
Peaking in the 80s and was number 87. The name now ranks at 609th.
Really? I know a lot of Caitlins.
Well, but new babies, Zach. We're not talking about people your age.
Yeah, this is a trending deal.
I am a new baby. I'm not old.
Chad has always had an 80s kind of a preppy vibe.
Yeah.
In the
Chad.
70s,
Chad.
It was the
Rad Chad.
Popular name. And that has been its peak. Dina.
Okay.
Yep. Dina.
Deanna.
Or Deanna. Either one, I guess. Last ranked in the top baby names back in 2013. It's now at 911.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Big time drop off.
It really is. And Lindsay was truly a name of the 80s. At one point, that name was 44th. It is now 850th.
Lindsay?
So,
huh.
So that's not happening.
My parents have kind of old school. My dad's Mark.
Okay.
Which you don't hear a lot. And mom's Pam. Pamela.
Okay.
You don't hear that a lot either.
Steve.
Yeah.
Steve. So many cool men. Steve Carell. Steve McQueen.
Steve Koresh.
Steve Jobs. Yeah, that too. Steve is no longer the baby boy name staple it used to be. In 2015, it came in at 937.
Yeah, I was going to say, you really don't hear that. I have an Uncle Steve. He was Steven, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Todd.
Two Uncle Steves.
Has unfortunately... completely fallen off the baby name map. Peak in the 1960s at 31st, and now it's just not there anymore.
Wow.
But again, why do you name your child? You don't name your child because it's a popular name of other people.
No, it usually means something or family name.
Well, but there's some people who think they need permission to cross the street when the light turns green.
True.
So
I bet some people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for those people, you've got that.
There you go.
All right. In Minnesota, a woman was spooning some Thanksgiving leftovers out of a pot, spotted something shiny, nestled inside a thick, cold green bean casserole was a silver bracelet.
Oh.
The Friday after Thanksgiving, the woman discovered she'd lost her piece of jewelry and figured it would turn up someplace, and it did. She found it a week later in the green bean casserole.
Well, luckily nobody bit into it.
Was there jewelry in your green bean casserole?
There was. I did not find any jewelry in mine.
Not like a king's cake for Mardi Gras.
No, it's not like the lucky baby.
Got
No.
All right, Pizza Hut cheese. We're going to do that before 8 o'clock this morning. They're changing the cheese at Pizza Hut. What is that about?
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Life's most valuable lessons usually come in the wake of a defeat. But for one girl's softball team, that lesson came after one of their greatest victories. The Atlee softball team from Virginia was the favorite to win the Junior League World Series, and with good reason. They swept through the week-long tournament undefeated. But the day before the championship game, the team of 12 to 14-year-old girls acted on a bad idea. The girls had just defeated one of their greatest rivals, so they took a picture for social media. Their photo might have been ignored as playful gloating, except for one thing. Each of the girls was making an obscene gesture. It immediately caught the attention of people who considered it to be inappropriate and possibly bullying. When the Junior Softball League heard about it, they removed Atlee from the World Series championship game scheduled for the next day. The girls were disqualified for unsportsmanlike conduct. Opponents of the league's decision say the punishment didn't fit the crime. Others say the girls learned a valuable lesson about social media. The consequences for misusing it can be serious. Maybe the bigger lesson here is to coach our kids to win at life, not just sports. I want my boys to be respectful winners, of course, but I also want them to use social media as an outlet for something positive, one text and one Facebook post at a time. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. The morning at 7:51. While all signs in the Texas A&M football head coaching search seem to be pointing to Florida State's Jimbo Fisher. Now, Fisher was asked plenty of questions about his job speculation by the media at his press conference on Monday, and last night it was the fans' turn at his radio call-in show.
Jimbo,
yes, sir.
Very excited when you came on board with the program, very excited to have you as the offensive coordinator, very excited when you became the head coach.
Yes, sir.
It's been kind of a tough season.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching a lot of your press conferences and how you would talk about how we need to be committed to the program and keep cheering for the team, and we need to be talking about that, about loyalty to the program.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, where's the loyalty to the program, Jimbo?
It's here tonight on Wednesday. It's here tonight on Wednesday, Michael.
And Michael from Tallahassee was then escorted out of the room. That audio is courtesy of YouTube channel Single Shot. Reports say that Fisher will coach the Seminoles' regular season finale Saturday against Louisiana Monroe, and that a decision is not expected to be made until next week. Now, many thought former Texas A&M coach Kevin Sumlin would end up going to Arizona State, but the Sun Devils seem to have their eye on former NFL head man Herm Edwards. Edwards had two head coaching stints in the NFL, going 54-74 with the New York Jets and Kansas City Chiefs. The 63-year-old has spent the last 9 years as an ESPN analyst. And Tennessee is still looking for its head man. It was reported early yesterday that the Volunteers were close to signing Purdue's Jeff Brohm, but apparently that deal fell through. Tennessee AD John Curry reportedly met with NC State's David Doran yesterday afternoon. Andreal Howard scored a career-high 23 points to go along with 13 rebounds, and the 18th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team edged Rice 82-76 last night.
Definitely yesterday wasn't my shooting night. I just came in more focused than I was, and I knew that this was a really good team, and I had to help my team out in order to get the win.
Now, Andreal got by with a little help from her friends. Danny Williams scored 19 points, and Kennedy Carter added 17 points and a team-high 7 assists as the ladies improved to 6-1 on the year. Now, on the guys' side of the court, the 9th-ranked Aggies are back at Reed tonight to host UT Rio Grande Valley. Big man Tyler Davis says it's good to be home.
It feels great. We've been traveling so much that even when we had our last home game against Pepperdine, I was like, man, this doesn't even feel like home game. Like, we've been on the move so much, it feels like another game. But, yeah, it feels good to kind of slow it down a little bit, get a nice home game in and a couple practices before we go to Arizona.
Tip-off between the Aggies and Vaqueros is tonight at 7 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW as well as RadioAcuLand.com. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 41 points, his most ever as a Spur, and San Antonio downed the Memphis Grizzlies last night 104-95. Here's Coach Greg Popovich on Aldridge's performance.
That was the same as all year. He's been an all-star. Just the defensive end, the offensive end, being a leader, everything combined. He's been fantastic, and he did it again tonight.
Now elsewhere, James Harden rolled off 29 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds as the Houston Rockets bested the Indiana Pacers 118-97. And the Dallas Mavericks couldn't get it done against the Brooklyn Nets as they fell 109-104. The Dallas Cowboys will look to keep their playoff hopes alive tonight when they entertain another 5-6 team in the Washington Redskins. Boys owner Jerry Jones was asked if this was a must-win for his team.
The numbers are catching up with us. We can add like everybody else can. And look at what we need to probably do to be in the wild card. And certainly this weekend's a big part of it.
Now the Cowboys have dropped 3 straight, all by 20-plus points or more. Kickoff against the Skins is tonight at 7:25 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And the Dallas Stars go for their second straight road win as they head to Chicago tonight to take on the Blackhawks. The puck drops at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini master doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini master courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu.
Want to own the number one selling tractor in Texas? Get a Kubota at WC Tractor. The Kubota L2501 comes with a tough diesel engine and available front loader and backhoe. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Come see WC Tractor at one of our 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenamore, Temple, or visit WCTractor.com. Now through December 31st, 2017, only terms and conditions of Kubota Standard Limited Warranty apply. For warranty terms, see Kubota's limited warranty at KubotaUSA.com or authorized Kubota dealers.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. One that never gets old is one of husbands and wives and significant others reconnecting because of a backyard spa. Now, that may sound funny at first, but if you stop and think about it, imagine an evening of plopping down to the TV or smartphone, possibly in separate rooms, watching separate content. It's become a very individual thing and one that most of us recognize. I had a couple recently tell me that building a spa changed their lives. Literally, they now spend time together each evening. They've reconnected on a level that they hadn't seen in years. Now, how fun is that? And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Special financing and pick 4 options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want up to a $4,000 value only in November and December. Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. ESPN, pink slipping another 150 of their 8,000 employees.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yep, as well as the company moving into apparently more streaming. NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA. Disney Company reportedly will launch ESPN Plus. That's a new streaming direct-to-consumer service next year, as well as a more emphasis on mobile video content for viewers who prefer to stream their sports content. Again, you're going to need a bigger screen. So, yesterday, I heard them talking about Eli Manning, is that right, the quarterback for the Giants, not going to be the quarterback anymore, right?
No, well anyways, they're not going to start him.
Right. Okay. The last time Eli Manning did not start for the New York Giants, Blockbuster had 60,000 employees and 9,000 locations. Think about that.
That's been a long time ago.
Right. Okay, I can't make this up. Here's the headline. The Texas Health and Human Services Commission has a $60,000 rat problem. And they are hiring a private exterminator to deal with it. The headquarters of the Texas Health and Human Services Commission in Austin is being overrun by rodents.
Yikes.
That's gross.
That's really gross. Again, a private exterminator.
Yep. Could be any place, but it is there.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm not going to have time to do the full, but I promise we do the story, but we will do more of it in the second half or next hour. Pizza Hut in the UK is now coming up with vegan cheese.
Vegan cheese
because people want to feel better
about themselves
and eating healthier pizza.
Yep.
When you're eating pizza, health is not your number one concern. I'm just saying. All right, so we always want to tell you something that you'd like to know, make you smart. The country with the largest Muslim population in the world is Indonesia.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
There you go.
And sharks are older than trees.
Oh.
Sharks have been around for 400 million years, and trees just 350 million.
We asked them about it.
Yeah.